Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 13 of the Bob Bloom Show, Native Lambda. Doing it ourselves is an answer. Today is Saturday, April 1st, 2023. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. On March 1st, Corey Quinn published a blog post titled, AWS is asleep at the Lambda wheel. It literally took my breath away. In his post, he complains that AWS is not updating the runtimes of Lambda native languages. Ever since I got into serverless in general, and Lambda in particular, I have made it a point to use the word native when talking about a programming language in relation to Lambda. The way I see it, the way I perceive it, is that there is a class system with programming languages when it comes to Lambda. Not in the computer science meaning of the word class, but in the sociological meaning of the word class. The way I see it, the programming language you use with Lambda is either a so-called first-class citizen, or it is not. AWS does not use the word native, well, not often, as I see it not often enough, but it does use this word in its FAQ. Question: what languages does AWS Lambda support? Answer: AWS Lambda natively supports Java, Go, PowerShell, Node.js, C#, Python, and Ruby code, and provides a runtime API which allows you to use any additional programming languages to author your functions. I use the word native on purpose when talking about a language in relation to Lambda because, as a PHP developer, I want it to be clear that PHP is not a native language. It is important to understand how biased I am when reading this blog post. I am not neutral. When it comes to serverless, I always have my PHP glasses on. I'm always looking at it through the PHP lens. With Lambda, well, I'm still pissed off. I'm pissed off with what I went through to get my PHP Hello World Lambda function to work. As far as I'm concerned, there's no excuse for being sent on what I consider a wild goose chase. And the reason for this is because AWS does a fantastic job supporting PHP. And it does this with its PHP SDK. AWS authors its PHP SDK. AWS publishes first-party online docs for its PHP SDK on its official AWS documentation subdomain. AWS publishes its PHP SDK as open-source PHP software on its official GitHub organization. I expect Amazon to support PHP for its services based on past history. It's always done so, and it's done so well. When I set out to familiarize myself with Lambda, I had zero understanding of what Lambda was. I mean, what did it matter? I did what I always do when I start learning about an Amazon service. I just log into the console. I take it as axiomatic that AWS supports PHP for its services. It does not occur to me that AWS would launch a service and not support PHP for it, because it never happens. AWS's first PHP SDK commit was in 2010. They have supported PHP for a long time. So when I clicked the language drop-down box in the Lambda console, I expected to see PHP there. And when I did not see PHP in the Lambda console's language drop-down box, I assumed that I made a mistake. Because, of course, I made a mistake. What do I know what I'm doing? Of course, PHP is supported with Lambda. Of course. So, of course, I look for what I did wrong. And what do you do when it's one of the first things you look for? You know, you look for the region. I'm using CA Central 1. Hey, maybe my Canadian region does not support Lambda or support it fully. So I switched to US East 1 because that region seems to always have all Amazon services available. No, PHP was still not in that dropdown. So Maybe the PHP SDK can point out the way. Now, yes, there's a Lambda client class in the PHP SDK. And my dear listener, this is ultimately where I blew a gasket, so to speak. This Lambda client class in the PHP SDK has nothing to do with running PHP in a Lambda function. Nothing. But how am I to know? How was I to know? Once I understood that the PHP SDK allowed me to create Lambda functions, delete Lambda functions, and otherwise manage Lambda functions, but had nothing to do with actually programming Lambda functions in PHP, I took a look at those languages that did work with Lambda. And for those languages, AWS creates, maintains, and updates themselves first-party Lambda runtimes for those languages, whatever the hell a runtime is. AWS creates and maintains first-party documentation on their official docs subdomain. Whenever AWS talks about Lambda, be it on a blog post, a Twitch stream, whatever, it describes Lambda in these native languages. There are AWS-authored repos for using native languages with Lambda. And something else that I assume exists, but have not lifted a finger to verify, is that AWS provides software to intermediate Lambda interactions with other Amazon services in native Lambda languages. So it's not just that Lambda so-called works out of the box with these native languages. That is, these languages, there's also all sorts of other stuff that they have as well. Personally, I would have much preferred that AWS published a special blog post for PHP developers, probably late 2018, early 2019, where they explicitly state that they have not, am not, will not, excuse me, they have not, am not, and will not make PHP Lambda native. I only think it's justified to think they should have done a special blog post about this because of the fabulous support that they have given PHP in the past. So this was an exception. I thought they should have explained it. Instead, AWS published one-off blog posts and GitHub repos that essentially, in my view, practically begged PHP devs to cook up their own runtimes. And all the while I'm asking, what's a runtime? I figured that for all the effort to put out this stuff, you know, they could have done the runtimes or at least done a sample runtime for PHP not suitable for development so that at least that would be in the language dropdown. Thanks to the free and open source third-party Bref project, I did manage to conjure up a successful Hello World PHP Lambda function. Bref recently released version 2.0, and I am very much looking forward to devoting my second PHP Serverless News podcast episode to it. I really had no idea what I was doing. Had I not done everything in a local repo while going through Bref, I would have had trouble recreating my success in doing that successful Hello World PHP Lambda function. Thereafter, each success along the way helped me understand things a little more. Ironically, had I been able to get a Hello World to work in that Lambda console that first time, I don't think I would have gone so deeply in understanding Lambda. So it was a good thing that I did not know of Bref's runtimes and that I could just enter the custom Amazon resource number string into the Lambda console. Whew. But again, I had no idea what I was looking at. So it was with some pleasure that I came across this blog post telling that the grass is not as green as I thought with the native Lambda languages. And Corey Quinn's March 1st, 2023 post titled AWS is asleep at the Lambda wheel, he writes that the current state of the art of Lambda's managed Python runtime is version 3.9 and has been since August of 2021. This has gone from, okay, it's taking a bit of time, to folks having to actively do extra work to make up for AWS's lack of velocity on keeping current with Python. According to the Python website, the latest version is 3.11.2. According to the Lambda version page, yes, it states that the latest version of Python offered as a Lambda runtime is 3.9. Datadog's State of Serverless 2022, point number two, says that Python and Node.js are the dominant Lambda languages people use, by far. Both are Lambda native languages, and the other native Lambda languages are not even close. It is absolutely inconceivable to me that AWS would deny attention to Python and Node.js. I assume that such dominant usage means that these languages generate a significant, if not the significant, and sizable chunk of Lambda's revenues. I assume that AWS lavishes attention onto Python and Node.js because, to use a cliche, I assume that is where their bread is buttered. As a jealous PHP developer, I assume that Python and Node.js are the opposite of PHP in the Lambda language pantheon. Through my PHP-tinted glasses, Python and Node.js are lavished attention, and PHP is completely neglected. So as a PHP developer, I took a special delight reading this paragraph. The Go runtime is so old that it doesn't support Graviton-based Lambdas, and the Ruby runtime is likewise fairly moribund. Moribund! I looked that up and it means obsolete. But AWS announced at reInvent 2020 that Lambda had over 1 million customers. And the 2022 Datadog State of Serverless report indicates that Python is the single most widely used Lambda language, slightly edging out Node.js. This is a problem that impacts virtually every AWS customer. Not this one. Really? The Go runtime is old? The Ruby runtime is moribund? The paragraph with the heading, "Doing it ourselves is not an answer," was very satisfying to read. We've been able to use custom runtimes ourselves for a while. And via the magic of Docker container images, we can basically make Lambda run whatever the heck we want it to. Unfortunately, building our own Python runtimes at home isn't sustainable as a customer. We'd all universally be signing up for a massive pile of work, as we'd be taking on the burden of keeping those runtimes patched and updated ourselves. My reaction was, and is, that infamous line in the first Die Hard movie, "Welcome to the party, pal." This is the first I have heard of problems with Lambda native runtimes. I assumed that devs of Lambda native languages retreated to a luxurious world of convenience. For them, Lambda just worked. There's first-party docs, there's first-party support, blog posts, streams, whatever. Meanwhile, to make Lambda work with PHP, I have to endure a massive pile of work and accept the burden of keeping those runtimes patched and updated. Little sympathy from me, but I have to admit, I'm shocked at what I'm reading. My interpretation of language runtimes was that AWS chose the seven languages that would bring in the biggest chunk of Lambda revenues, and then majored that Lambda ran out of the box for those languages. My assumption was that languages AWS deemed not Lambda native represented non-material revenues. For AWS to not cater to its biggest revenue languages, well, to me, seems unfathomable. When I read that blog post, after I stopped snickering, I wondered why AWS would jeopardize Lambda's biggest language revenue generators, Why would AWS tolerate any friction with these language communities? I assume AWS would be in a permanent state of courting these communities. This is just what goes through my head and what I assume. My attitude about PHP not being a Lambda native language has shifted. There is not one possible PHP runtime that would satisfy all use cases. It is very, in my view, it is very beneficial for PHP devs to cook up their own PHP runtimes for Lambda to suit their own particular use cases. Reading this blog post, I think that perhaps as a PHP dev, there is a silver lining to going down to having to go down the PHP runtime rabbit hole. Being in control of the runtime, being able to do one's own updates, and understanding Lambda in a more intimate way than otherwise might happen had it all been given. I'm thinking as a solution for these native runtimes that are moribund, that someone there in those communities should take a page from Bref, do third-party runtimes for these native languages, and maybe doing it ourselves is the answer. Thank you for listening to the 13th episode of my Bob Bloom Show. Native Lambda, doing it ourselves is an answer. My next episode is scheduled for May 1st. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.